We'd like to say hello and welcome. You're listening to Trigger Happy Memories on WPCA Radio 93.1 FM, downtown Amory, Wisconsin. Or maybe you found us on the internet, the computer. However you found us, welcome and thank you. My name is Mike Murtha, and next to me is my close friend, Eddie Schmidt. We've got our acoustic guitars, a pedal steel guitar, a bass guitar, and we are ready and tuned up. So hope you enjoy what we're going to have in store for you. Each month we feature a guest, and this month we are excited to tell you we have Randy Sins from the Eau Claire area. Randy is a longtime musician, bass player, singer, band leader, and he has played in the Chippewa Valley area for many years. Also, he spent time traveling as a traveling musician covering many miles. And we're going to feature some live music in the studio as well as some maybe some lively stories. And we may even play some special recordings tonight, the Lyle Swedeen recording that we have. And we also would like to say just sit back and listen and tell your friends and neighbors that this is small town, hometown, old-fashioned radio just the way we like it. And we hope that you do too. And we hope that we trigger some happy memories. Yeah, let's do it. It's the last Thursday of the month, so we've got our live show. We're here every Thursday with rebroadcast, but tonight is the live show, which means we have to be in our best behavior. And if you don't believe it's live, come on out to the studio and look in the window, and we'll wave at you. It's Halloween, so we might see some people out here waving at us.
We look pretty scary.
but we're excited to have another new guest here with us, Randy Sins. But before we talk to Randy, I'm just going to say hello to Eddie and... Yeah, you had a busy summer again, Eddie, and...
Yep, it's been real busy, and I just finally got a roof on my house after 3 months. I had the tarp on there for two and a half months, but we got a new roof on, so...
Well, good.
Life is good.
That's good, yes. We had some fun here a week ago. Sunday, we played for the Fall Festival at our church.
Yep.
And that's always fun. We had Bob Hovde playing drums, and our son Ryan, and Dave Swanson... And I got to play the tuba that day, too.
Like it when you get to play the tuba. One of your favorite things.
Yes. And I played for an Oktoberfest with the Feierheisens here. I think it was October 10th at a senior center in New Richmond. It was Steve Feierheisen, accordion player, and his son Dave, and Dave Swanson, my old buddy, showed up on the saxophone and played. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. We got some good memories with Dave Swanson, along with Randy Sins, so we'll get into some of that, too. But, Eddie, we got some stuff coming up. We're going to be at the Brautine. Is that how you say that?
I think so, yeah. Brautine.
The old Crickets.
The deer, yep.
November 10th from 1 to 4. We'll be at the Rooster's Roadhouse up in Richmond, November 17th in the afternoon. So we've got some... And you've been busy playing with some fellas from Eau Claire called the Barn Boys.
Eclectic Barn Boys.
Well, and one of the members
easy
of that,
for you to say.
Yes, one of the members of that group is our guest here, Randy Sins. And yeah, Randy, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Yes,
it's going to be fun.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. We've been doing this for 3 years and 1 month. Last month was our 3 year anniversary. We had your good buddy John Lynch was with us,
He's one of the members of the Barn Boys, along with. Greg Wheeler, who you've had here, I guess, too.
Yep, I stay in touch with Greg. Greg keeps me up to speed on what you guys are doing. And but we always like to ask our guests, you know, what inspired you to play music? I know you started pretty young.
Yeah, my dad actually had a country, kind of a western swing band. You know, at one time it was, you know, 9-10 piece group, you know, with twin fiddles or three fiddles and stand-up steel guitar back then, Eddie. No pedals. And so, you know, from the time I was a little kid, I was you know, I was listening to Rockin' in the House, and Dad was a band leader, and of course he always had, I don't know if it was typical then, but he had most all the instruments at home. He'd have a set of drums and you know, his guitar and an upright bass, and he never once said to me, don't touch that, you know, so he always let me have at it. Mm. And so anyway, but I remember as a kid being in green rooms when Dad would be his group back in that day when an artist would come to the area. Like, Dad did a lot of work with Ray Price and Farron Young, and when Ray would come, he might bring one or two people with him, and then they would use what they called the pickup band.
Oh.
And Dad had one of the best, you know, bands around at the time, and so they'd use Dad's group. So I have a picture of me when I was about 4 years old standing next to this young fella sitting on a chair in the green room, and the fella who Ray had with him at that time was Roger Miller.
And Roger was the drummer, is that?
Roger was playing fiddle with him. Yeah, but he was sitting there playing an acoustic guitar at the time, just in the green room, messing around. And
oh, man.
So that's a cherished picture. But
yeah, that's cool. Yeah. Why don't you sing a song? We'll come back. Tell them, we want to hear more about those stories with your dad.
Well, why don't
you
sing a song? Speaking of Ray Price, maybe we should do the one. My dad also had a radio show on WMNE every morning at 5:30. In fact, I was born while Dad was on the radio. And he was a good friend of George Morgan's, and he always loved the song that George did, and it was kind of Dad's theme song, one called Candy Kisses.
D. 2, 3, 4, 1.
Candy kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than any of mine. Candy kisses wrapped in paper, you'd rather have them any old time. You don't mean it when you whisper those sweet love words in my kisses wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear. Built a castle out of dreams, dear. I thought that you were building one too. Now my castles all have fallen. Once my heart was filled with gladness, now there wrapped in paper mean more to you than mine do, dear?
Oh, very nice. That is Randy Sins from the Eau Claire area. And he's our guest tonight. Nice job, Randy. That's great.
Thank you.
Just to back up, we were talking about your dad had a terrific band years ago. He said it was like a 9, 10, 11-piece group that...
When I started playing with him when I was 12 years old. Hmm. And at that time, he had asked me, he said, I would like you to play in my band. And I knew how to play a little guitar. And I started playing guitar when I was about 9. And I said, well, you don't need a guitar player. You've got a guitar player. He said, no, I want you to play bass. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't know how to play bass. He says, well, the guitar player knows how to play pretty well. He'll learn you. So anyway, we went shopping. I bought a used Fender Precision bass and an amplifier from a University of Wisconsin Stout student.
Mm-hmm.
And 65P bass. I wish I still had it.
Oh, yeah.
On a Tuesday night, went over to Don's house, his guitar player, and had a lesson on Wednesday night and Thursday night, and went out and played with Dad in the band on Friday and Saturday night.
Wow.
I'm sure I sounded wonderful. But anyway, at that time, his son, Don's son, who is about a year older than I was playing drums with Dad. So it was just at that time when I started, it was just two dads and two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and actually Don's mom, or Don's wife and Ralph's mom came up and sang it. Man, she sounded just like Patsy Cline.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kitty, well, she could do that stuff like all night long, and it was great. So,
oh, nice. Yeah. I met your folks years ago. I played with your brother Todd a little bit. Greg Wheeler put together a band quite a few years ago, and Todd was drumming. And I think we went to your folks' place to rehearse or something.
But probably down the basement in Cedar Falls.
Yeah, I think we did. Yeah, yes, it was in Cedar Falls. Yeah, yes, it was.
Yeah.
And then years ago, years later, Todd did some plumbing for me up at our cabin.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
He's got a great business with his...
Yeah, he's still doing well with that.
Yes, well, that's
got great. A shop in Menominee and one in Race Lake.
Yeah. Mm.
Pretty good little drummer too.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
But, we coax him into playing with the Barn Boys once in a while with us. So.
And your dad's group was called the Dairyland Ranch Hands.
Yeah, Jerry Sins and his Dairyland Ranch Hands. Yeah.
Gosh, it seems like they might even had a poster in the basement or something like that.
There probably was. Yeah. I've got a couple hanging up at home. So.
So, we should have you sing another song, but we got so many things we can talk about, but one of them was the Randy Four, going back to the days of playing at the Last Frontier.
Oh, yes.
But why don't you do another song, and then we'll come back and talk about some of that. So.
Let's do a little Ray Price shuffle, what do you say? Here's one called My Shoes Keep Walking Back to You, in the key of Edward. I may say that I don't care, hold my head up in the air, even tell my friends I'm glad that you don't call. But when the day is through, my heartaches start anew, and that's when I miss you most of all. Reaching for you, my eyes keep searching for you, my lips keep calling for you, and my shoes keep walking back to you. Thank you. much I pretend. I wish I had you back again. For no one else means half as much as you. My world just seemed to die the day you said goodbye. And I can't forget, no matter what I do. And my arms keep reaching for you. My eyes keep searching for you.
Again, that's Randy Sins. This is WPCA Radio 93.1 up in Amory, Wisconsin. If you're just tuning in, this is the Trigger Happy Memories. We're having some fun here with some live music. And this is our over 3 years of doing this now. And Eddie, we made some new friends doing this, and we reunited with some old friends.
That's right. It's been a great time getting together with people. And
yes. We had John Lynch last month, and we had Mike Blue, and on. Lots of good friends that showed up. I hope we haven't lost any friends doing this.
I don't think so.
Well, I just thought of that. I hope we haven't. But anyhow, we're visiting here with Randy Sins. And again, we're talking about your dad had a great band. Is there some more you want to share with that at all? Or?
Oh, just we lost him way too early. He was 63 years old. He passed away with cancer. I'm 66, and I tell you, when I turned 63, I realized how young Dad was when he passed. At the time, of course, you're considerably younger, and people that age, they appear to be older.
Much older, yes.
But, I'm way too young. So anyway.
Well, that's,
I was trying to, the first time I think I got to play with you, Randy, and I'd mentioned to you the first time I remember seeing you was, I was quite young, and my mom and dad used to like to go down to the Diamond Club on Tuesday nights and have some chicken, and there was this little group that used to play on Tuesday nights called the Randy Trio, and that was the first time I remember.
Yeah, we had two Randys in the band and a Dave, and so there was a gal that kind of took care of my three younger brothers when mom was working, and she named the group R-A-N-D-A-E, mm-hmm. Randy Trio. And we had a rock group at that time, too, called the Freedom Road, a 6-7-piece rock group. And that little trio, of course, made a lot more money. And we were playing, I guess you'd call it old jazz covers and stuff, and Whispering and Who's Sorry Now and Satin Doll and that kind of stuff.
And Harold Super Service.
Yeah, right. You reminded me of that. Howie and Joan Buss there at the Diamond Club were really nice to us. We played there, I think, a lot of Tuesday nights when we started, and we had a lot of fun.
Well, what I remember was the Randy 4, so it became from the... And that's when my good friend Dave Swanson had joined you guys. Yeah. I think he was almost 16.
Yeah, somewhere. We didn't have to do much with the name because we had two Randys and two Daves.
So it went from the Randy Trio to the Randy 4. But I remember coming down to see you guys at the Last Frontier is it outside of Chippewa Falls, I think?
Right at the corner of 29 and I-94.
That was a great group, and that was back when a lounge group whatever?
You
guys did a great variety of music and great harmonies is it Randy Klein? Was that
Randy Klein. He a great, great organ player, keyboard player. He actually went to L.A. and did a lot of session work and stuff. So he's still at it. I think he plays, he's like maybe the worship leader I believe in one of the really large churches out there. Does a lot of stuff. You know, some of those churches are huge. You know,
yeah.
And but no, it was a fun group, and Swanee was a lot of fun.
He'd
run around playing two saxophones at once, and he, you know, he was a good bass player too. So I would play a little guitar, and Swanee would play some bass too, and he wasn't playing sax. So.
Sure. Yeah, when he's sat in with us guys too years ago, he actually filled in for Dave Simonson for a while, and we had him running around on top of tables playing his saxophone, and in the bathroom. Of course, it was the wrong bathroom. He was in the girls' bathroom.
Well, that was probably on purpose.
Well, yeah, he'd come out of there like he was attacked, and he had toilet paper around his neck. And I told him that you're going to be on with us, and he said to make sure you tell Randy thank you for all the things you taught him. Harmony structure and as far as showmanship and just how to perform in front of people. He said he was young. Of course, you were young too. But
you know, probably 3 years older, and maybe just had run through a few more bathrooms than he had.
Yeah. But Swanee and I sing in our church, which we were just talking about, that we did the fall festival here. We could go Sunday, but I asked him if he wanted to come out. He married a gal from Richmond and moved back into our area, and we were just starting some music in church. And I said, why don't you come out and help us?
Yeah.
And he said, well, I'll try it. Yeah, I'll bring my guitar. And 28 years later, he's still playing with me in church.
Oh, that's great.
And
at first,
we did it every Sunday, and we were both playing a lot. He still is. I don't play as much, but we'd come in, you know, from late night gigs, two of us were like a couple old horses leaning against each other, we'd play and sing, and you know, but now we do it about twice a month. But
well, I'm hoping that October 9th, the drummer that was in Arande Trio and Four, I still play with. He's actually plays drums in my wife's group, the Swerfield Band, and also Rodadada, Dave Schrader.
Sure.
Schrader and I have been playing together as of October 9th, 49 years.
Wow.
We've had one argument. That was, you know, after having a little too much libation and who's going to drive the truck. And that was it in all those years. But we're going to do, he's agreed to this, we're going to do a 50th anniversary get together. And we want to invite all the musicians that we've played with collectively.
Mm.
So Swanee would be one of them.
Well, we'll make sure he gets the word on that. But Eddie, you brought something, we're going to come back and talk more about that, but you brought something special with you. You want to tell a little story about Lyle Sweet?
Yeah, actually, tomorrow night, Kenny Crona had contacted me, and they've been, every once in a while, they've been doing a tribute for Lyle Sweet, who we lost a few years ago, sadly. But back in the 70s, he went out to California and did a CD, and being a steel player and how us guys always think the world of Buddy Emmons, this CD that he did there, it's actually Buddy Emmons playing steel on this. On track number 4 here, and it's a song called I'm Never Gonna Be Lonely Again, and we're actually going to do that tomorrow night. They're going to do a live show up at KBEK up in Bram, Minnesota, so they have a listen live thing up there too. So, but just brought this along and wanted to show you something that Lyle did back in the 70s out in California.
Sure. So. All right, well,
she comes out in the morning with the sun down in her eyes. Might look like she's angry, but it's only her disguise. Oh, she's not quite at the top, she's done the best she can. She's got more than enough to satisfy any man. She's
That's Lyle Swedeen.
That's a great recording, Eddie. Wow.
Yep, and Buddy Emmons playing steel on that, so.
Wow. I know he had this recording deal out in L.A. with a large recording, I don't know who it was, but it was a big company.
And yep. And he said at the same, he went out there first and was hoping to bring Kenny and all the guys. Kenny was telling us the story and trying to get all the guys out there, but then, of course, the producer, he brought in these studio musicians like Buddy Emmons and whoever else, but they did that. But they did go out there and they tried to get it going, but it was about the same time, and the same guy that was helping Lyle do this just kind of went with the other band, and I think they went with of course, I can't remember.
Was it Graham Parsons?
No, it was the four guys that split up Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Oh, okay.
So they were kind of at the same time, and they started doing a bunch of stuff with them. But
well, I remember Lyle said, too, the thing kind of took off, and then there was a strike, I guess, I think a union strike with musicians against the radio stations or vice versa or something. And his project got put on hold, and that's the music business, right? Mm-hmm. It's just the way it goes. Again, this is WPCA Radio 93.1 in Amory, Wisconsin. Trigger Happy Memories. We've got Randy Sins here with us. A great treat for us to get to visit with Randy and share some music. But Randy, you were telling us off the air about Al Perry, a real good steel guitar player. You worked with him for quite a while. Can you tell us
I worked with Al from the 73 to 75. I was 20 years old when I started playing with him. I remember he called me up on the phone, and I didn't know who he was, but he had told me a bunch of stuff. Wanted me to fly down to Nebraska, and audition and whatever. And he was coming up to play in Eau Claire at the Black Steer, and in about a week or two. And I said, I'll tell you what, I'll play with you at the Black Steer, and we can see how we like each other. And so I remember him, sitting down with me, and we were going through some stuff, and I didn't know a Nashville bass line at that time, and I thought I knew how to play country bass, but there's definitely some rules. And all of a sudden, when I made a wrong change, or played the five note on the four chord, coming back to the one, and he was, wait, what are you doing, and anyway, so he taught me a lot. He taught me a lot. We did a lot of recording. We did a lot of commercial jingles. A friend of mine who is just a wonderful studio musician in Nashville, Glenn Wharf, played with Al after I did. And because of all the recording stuff that, we did with him, and that Al, that Glenn did, Glenn got the bug about, I'm going to try this. And moved to Nashville. And of course, starved right at first, but
I think Randy
just finished a tour with Mark Knopfler, so
he's
pretty talented bass player.
Well, anyway. And we talked about this with John Lynch, that Ken Burns special that was on the country, and the band that was playing that was Glenn.
Yeah, Glenn was playing bass on that whole thing. Yeah,
but I think Randy Sins might have showed Glenn a few licks too.
Well, I don't know. I know that he told me one time that he said, when I joined Al, I got a whole shoebox full of cassettes of you playing bass. Said, listen, learn all these songs. So he said, you don't know how many hours I listened to you. And I said, oh my Lord, no.
Well, he's like the go-to guy in Nashville for bass, isn't he?
He's just the sweetest man, too.
He is.
He's just a wonderful guy.
Well, that's nice to hear, we got so much to talk about. We Bobby Hicks, the fiddle player that was with Ricky Skaggs when his band was just so hot. And you were friends with him.
Well, I don't know if you call it good friends, but we spent a fair amount of time playing together, not because we were in the same band, but when I played with Al, we played a fair amount in Nevada, and we'd play some of the smaller towns like Winnemucca and Elko, we played Vegas and Tahoe and stuff. But the small towns, they would typically have two bands playing. They'd have the headliner show from 8 to midnight, and then they'd have the graveyard shift. Well, I remember my first week in Nevada was at the Ranch Inn in Elko, and we were the headliner. Al was the headliner, and Bobby Hicks's band, and I didn't know who Bobby Hicks was at that time, but Bobby Hicks's band was the Graveyard Shift band, and Bobby had a couple new musicians with him, and Bobby and Al knew each other. And he said, if the management doesn't care, he said, we can switch, because the Graveyard Shift is really a laid-back, you know, just like a jam session, you know, whatever. So if you're trying to get a show together to go to Vegas and do a show, you're better off, you know, honing your show in the regular shift. So we switched, and so we played the Graveyard Shifts. So Bobby'd get done with his show, and then he'd go and have a bump. And then he'd wander up on stage with his fiddle and play fiddle with us all night. And then, you know, we'd go to another town, and just so happened that Bobby's band was in that town. And so if we were staggered enough as far as our show times,
sure,
Bobby'd show up and play fiddle with us all the time. And with Al playing steel and Bobby, we'd do some of those old shuffles like Baby's Bar and stuff, and you would get so, I call it, drunk in that groove.
Sure, right in that pocket.
And the drummer, you know, Donna, has such a great shuffle.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd get done with a song, and your body is still twitching. From,
sure.
You know, it was so,
well, Bobby Hicks,
so
just
neat.
Terrific fiddle player.
Yeah.
I remember going to a Ricky Skaggs concert in Eau Claire years ago, back when Ricky was really hot.
Yeah.
And I think I met Greg Wheeler down there, and some of us. But you walk backstage.
Well, our group was Ricky Skaggs and our group Southern Serenade, and then we actually backed up Hank Thompson.
Oh, that was a different show than.
Oh, was it a different show?
It was a different show. I think Emmy Lou was on this show.
Okay.
With Ricky Skaggs was the headliner. But anyhow, Greg says, "Yeah, Randy's going to go back and talk to Bobby Hicks, the fiddle player." Yeah. And then he explained to me what you just said now. I thought that's pretty cool.
You were that
close to him. But we got more stories. But you want to sing another song, Randy?
Sure. What should we do?
Truck Driver?
Yeah, let's do. Here's a little Buck Owens. As I always say, a Thursday night would not be a Thursday night without a little Buck Owens. Just vamp in an E. 1, 2, 3. I stopped at a roadhouse in Texas, little place called Hamburger Dan's. I put a nickel in the jukebox, played the songs of Truck Driving Man. Waitress, she brought me some coffee. Thanked her and called her back again. I said that old song should just fit me, 'cause darling, I'm a truck driving man. Pour me another cup of coffee, pour it as the best in the land. I'll put a nickel in a jukebox and play a truck driving man.
Here about some of your travels, Al Perry, was a steel player, great steel player. You were in Las Vegas with him and Bobby Hicks. You'd hook up with him once in a while, just backing up some of so people just tuned in. This is what we're where we left off. But and we talked about Randy Klein a little bit. You said he's out and he was the piano player, organ player that was with the Randy Four.
Yeah.
And he's out in L.A. still there, you said, or not?
Yeah. I've not been in touch with him much at all, but Schrade once in a while talks to him, Dave Schrader, so.
Did Dave go out there for a while with him, too?
Dave went out to L.A. for a while. He actually worked bartender and kind of managed a club out there that Merle Haggard owned.
Oh.
So, but he didn't stick out there. He wandered back to the Midwest, but Randy stuck out there. So
pretty cool. Yeah. So I'm going to try a song here. It's an old gospel song. Eddie, we just did this at the church. And I did a little research to see where the song came from. It was written in 1940 by a fellow by the name of J.B. Coates. The name of the song is Where Could I Go But to the Lord? And I think he was a very brilliant musician, from what I understand. Was teaching music at age 14, but there was a African American man, his neighbor, who was dying, and this J.B. Coates had asked him, "How do you feel about eternity? Where are you going to spend eternity?" And his answer was, "Where could I go but to the Lord?" And this J.B. Coates was inspired by that and wrote, I think, a really good gospel song. It's been recorded by Elvis and Emmylou Harris and a lot of great gospel groups. But see if we can do this, Eddie. I'll just start her home.
Yep.
Yeah. Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can I afford, can I afford. Standing alone to face temptation so. Say hello to a few folks. I guess that's where we're at here. And you got some folks you want to say hello to there too, Randy. I'm going to say hello first to my wife, Debbie, Tom Klinger, who hoping to get him to be a guest with us sometime, Shirley Halliburton, Scott Nash, Renee Butler, Jim Bjorkman. Jim emailed me about the John Lynch show that was on last month from Sunburst, Montana. He listens to us. And he remembered hearing John Lynch with the Memories years ago.
Yeah.
But he's a very faithful listener out in Montana. Had emailed me. He says, I really enjoyed hearing John and his stories and his music. But Greg Lane, Edna Bjorkman, Rod Sather, one of my old classmates, Uncle Bob. And Eddie, you got
Yeah, sure. I'll just say a quick hi to my wife, Joanne, and our neighbors, Al and Ann, that listen all the time. And Ann's got the relation that's been listening a lot, too. And she said to Ann, she says, I heard him mention your name on there. But say hi to Tad Layton, his wife, and Darlene and the boys, and Brian Jevning, the Cribbage boys from work, and you already said hi to the Cactus Cousins and sure. The Unyuck boys. So, yes. Randy,
you guys got a lot more friends than I do. I think my wife might be listening in. She was up doing some recording in Minneapolis today, but she got home just as I was. Our paths crossed on 94. Mm. So I want to say hi to my wife, Sue Orfield.
Sure.
My son Ryan, if he's listening in Minneapolis, and my youngest son Colin and his wife Lindsay there in Eau Claire just moved back here about a month ago from St. Paul. So she's starting a family doc practice in Eau Claire this month in November.
Oh, nice.
So and I've got a new 16-month-old granddaughter that visited Grandpa for the first time in his office this morning.
Oh,
so
nice.
Which was really special. So hi, Ella Bay.
Well, that's great, yes. And speaking of your office, you are a stockbroker at a bank, is that correct?
Well, at a financial services company called Stifel, Stifel Nicholas, and it's been around since about 1890, and I started in 1891. So, been at that about 40 years, and we have a wonderful crew there in Eau Claire at the Stifel office, so yeah.
Jeez.
I manage it. They let me ramrod the place, I guess, so anyway.
And some of the bands you've played with through the years that people may remember is the Cadillac Cowboys, Tequila Sage, I remember those, you guys, and Southern Serenade, the Dairyland Ranch Hands, and I think Greg Wheeler was a part of that, and John Uphall, I played a little music with him, too.
Yeah, yeah.
And then John Lynch was with, and then Dave Schrader, is that correct?
Yep. They were all in the Dairyland Ranch. Quick, funny little story. John Lynch's father-in-law owned Jake's Supper Club and bought it from the Breakers and wanted to have music out there. So I had gotten to know Jake, and so he said, why don't you and John throw some people together and we'll have a customer appreciation. So we did. We got, Tim Stevens and I think at that time, or Schrade, or I can't remember, but it was a whole bunch. There was about seven or eight. He said, the more the merrier. So we put this band together, and we actually recorded, and Wax was doing a WAXS in radio, and Eau Claire was doing a talent contest in Jim Falls, and they did it every year and for bands. And so we submitted this cassette, and John Lynch did it and took it over the radio station, and we didn't have a name. And so they said, what's the name of the band? And we never even talked about that. So John said, the Dairyland Ranch Hands. And, of course, my dad was living at the time. So that was his, and he wasn't playing anymore. But, he listened to Wax all the time. And he called me up. He said, did you hear it? There's some band's going to play this band contest. Their name is Dairyland Ranch Hands. Well, who do you suppose that is? So we got a chuckle out of that.
I bet he was pretty honored.
He was pretty proud of that. And we won the contest. So anyway.
Oh, nice. Oh. That's good. And then you said Sue, your wife is a great saxophone player. Is what?
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Is that? And that's an understatement. Yeah, how good of a sax player she is.
She's way too good to be playing with her husband. But no, she's a real deal. She graduated from Lawrence University, a double major in music and math. And she just lives and breathes the tenor saxophone, and she's extremely talented. So
that's nice. Yeah.
It is nice being married to a musician. So
yeah,
when you are one,
sure.
When you are one too. So
yes, Eddie, can you throw in a quick song? You want to sing one there?
Sure, I can. Sing us a little Buck Owens song, one called Hello Trouble.
All right.
Or like we used to always say, Hello Festus.
Same thing.
Yep.
Up Jump Trouble, too. That was Festus.
Yeah, Charlie, 1, 2, 3, 4. Woke up this morning, happy as can be. I got my window, what's sunset I see, coming down the sidewalk, just plain as day. Well, here come trouble, never let us ever see since you went away. Hello, trouble, come on in. Will you talk about heartache, where the world you've been? Ain't had no mistress since you've been gone. Well, hello, trouble, 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 welcome home.
Sure, we're starting to run out of time. I want to make sure we get. We want to hear you sing one more song. Was it the Tennessee waltz we're going to do?
Sure,
yeah. But
that was Eddie requested that.
So. Yeah, I just love the way he sings this one.
Yeah, nice. So we'll do that right now, and hopefully we'll have a little more time to visit. We're running out of time, so we'll throw the song in here before we get too far along.
Okay,
here,
Charlie. I was waltzing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz when an old friend I happened to see. I introduced him to my loved one while they were dancing. Stronger than drink. It's deeper than sorrow, than this darkness she left in my heart. I remember the night and the Tennessee woods. Only you know how much I
steel part. We're going to wind it up here. We want to thank you so much, Randy, for coming up.
Thanks for having me. This was really fun.
Oh, this is fun. We could talk all night, I think. Yes, this is could. Just and play some music, yeah. Oh, we can, Bob? Okay, we'll keep going. You say we can go to 11?
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. We want to thank Bob Zonk for engineering once again. And don't forget, this is a great WPCA radio. It's a great radio station. You can donate music. Thank you to Luann Peterson, who works so hard here, too. Dave Corbett's show was on every day, Tuesday through Saturday, I guess 6 till 9.
And great show.
Great show. So, tune us in every Thursday night. The first three are rebroadcast. The last one, which is tonight, is the live show. And we got some people looking in the window, Eddie. They didn't believe me that we're live. Here we are. Yes, all right. So, once again, thank you.